From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our Gospel program. We will be looking at the opening verses of John chapter 4 this morning. But first I must, with sadness of heart, pay tribute to a brother in Christ who went to be with his Saviour last Monday. I'm referring to the Reverend David Sinton, minister of Guildford Free Presbyterian Church in County Down. On Thursday past, some 600 people crowded into Lurgan Free Presbyterian Church to join with his wife and two sons, Andrew and Richard, at the funeral service. Amongst the mourners were people from England, Scotland, from Wales, from Kenya and Spain. One of the preachers, the Reverend Paul Fitzsimons, flew in from Jamaica, where he is a Free Presbyterian missionary. He had been a close friend and colleague of Mr. Sinton. Messages were read out during the service from Canada, from the USA, and from Australia. The whole family of the Free Presbyterian Church worldwide mourned the passing of this young man, for he was but 39 years of age. David was minister of Guildford Free Presbyterian Church for the past 12 years. He had been active in supervising a major renovation to the church premises on Main Street, Guildford, and was looking forward to the opening services on September the 27th. However, in the providence of God, he was taken away as a result of a road accident last Monday afternoon, and he has entered into the presence of the King, and he sees the Lord in his beauty today. David was saved as a teenager. He went to the Faith Mission College for 2 years, and upon completing the course there, shortly afterwards he entered Whitfield College of the Bible, the Free Presbyterian Theological Hall. He has been a soul winner, a faithful pastor, one who has stood for Christ in his community. His passing has been noted, and men and women know that a bright light in the area of Guildford has, in the wisdom of God, been quenched. But may there yet be a reaping from the seeds of the gospel that he planted during his labours in that town. I would like to offer afresh my sympathy to his wife Ruth and to his two sons, Richard and Andrew, to his father and mother and their grieving family circle, and also to Ruth's parents and her extended family. I can do no better in seeking to offer sympathy than read the words of a great hymn written by William Cowper. Listen to the words of this hymn. God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable mines of never-failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Praise God, one day we will understand. May the Lord strengthen the faith of his people, that they might rest in confidence and await that day of revelation. May the Lord indeed bless those who mourn and comfort their souls with his grace. I would like to play a psalm today. David Sinton loved the psalms. And this is the Psalm 23, and it's sung for us by the young people of the Whitfield Choir. May his words speak to all of our hearts. After we hear the psalm, I'll be turning to John chapter 4. My time is very short this morning, so let me come quickly to the subject in hand. We're going to read from John chapter 4 and the verses 1 to 3. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. I want to speak briefly upon the subject, an important point about an important subject. great truths may be briefly stated. A multiplying of words is not required to set forth the truth of God. Nowhere is this more clearly demonstrated than here in these verses. It is important not to miss what is here said about baptism, though it is said in a very brief manner. The statement is here made that Jesus himself baptized not. This is a remarkable expression, and it can only mean one thing, and that is, baptism is not the vital matter that many believe it to be. Baptizing is not the principal work of the minister of the gospel. We frequently read of the Savior at prayer and preaching, but you never read of him baptizing anyone. Indeed, here we are told that he did not baptize anyone. Baptism was a secondary work which he left to others. Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. Now this truth is of great importance because many today are trusting in their baptism as the means by which they will get to heaven. It is seen by them as the means by which the life of God, eternal life, was transmitted to their souls. But can this view be correct if Christ did not baptize? If he who came to seek and to save those who are lost did not baptize, then I can only conclude that baptism was not the means by which he saved those he came to redeem. Is that not a simple but irrefutable conclusion to draw from this statement? Christ did not baptize, nor did he preach baptism as the means of salvation. Rather, he set forth faith in himself as the means of salvation. Do you not remember what we read in chapter 3, how he said to Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Whosoever believeth in him, that is the means of salvation as set forth by Christ. Yet how many are trusting in their baptism, believing it is the means that Christ would have them look to in order that they might get to heaven? Dear listener, ponder these simple words set forth in the verse 2 of John chapter 4. My time is gone. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock for our evening program, when I will be playing another extract from the sermon I am offering free on the subject of homosexual clerics, and also continuing our Bible study on the subject of concern for the unconcerned. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.